Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Indire, the European radio show that introduces you to emerging and exciting artists. Radio Campus Clermont-Ferrand has the honor to shine a light on some bands and artists you can discover in Auvergne.
Radio Campus Clermont-Ferrand is part of the Radio Campus Network, a network of 30 community radios all over France. Created in 1995, Radio Campus Clermont-Ferrand is at the center of the city of volcanoes, at the very center of France.
In this episode, it is our pleasure to introduce you to five artists from various genres, such as rock, pop, electro, and French experimental music. Maeva, you've had the chance to meet a very intense and boundary-pushing artist.
Indeed, I'm very happy to present to you Swan Vieira. They sing and perform protest songs in a pop electro style, and their presence on the Clermont-Ferrand scene keeps on getting bigger. So keep your ears open and attentive, you'll be glad you did. So today we're with Swan Vieira. Swan, hello.
Hello.
You're a French performer, musician and singer. On February 2023, you won the regional first prize at the Pulsation Contest, a contest dedicated to students with your pop electro music. So first of all, what can you tell me about Swan Vieira? Who are you?
I'm a NAFA person, just graduated of art school, and I'm a performer too, and I write, compose, and I sing.
Okay, and so what is your relation to music in general? How did you come to it? How did you come to music?
It's a space that's good for me, a chance to build stories and shapes with sound, to tell stories or inject the anger needed to move forward. I really started out to try and experiment, singing a bit in my corner, a lot of bedroom karaoke, and at one point I tried to go further.
And you say your music style relates to pop culture and pop music as, I quote, a way to open doors into pop.
Yes.
So what is your relation to pop music specifically, and what makes it your favorite genre of music?
I don't know if it's my favorite musical genre, because I love so many. I'm just as influenced by pop as I am by hyperpop, by rap or techno, for example. But I find that pop is a way of giving access to things, to questions. It's a pretty powerful political space for music. For me, pop music can be anchored anywhere. It can be listened to all the time. It's also ambient. You can dance on, you can do party. And that's what makes it politically powerful for me.
So more than a musician, you're also a performer.
Yes.
You are part of the Dynastie du Chaos, a queer inclusive group of artists with whom you promote intersectionality and self-determination. What can you tell us about the group?
La Dynastie du Chaos is a collective of drag queer monsters and performers. And it's a project we set up between ADELF. We try to create a space for performing and proposing queer events. We are all very different propositions too, but our questions often answers each other. The last show we took part in was linked to Utopie, and we put on hour-long collective performance that looked like the Loup-Garou game. Everyone was on stage, and each character led to a performance by one of us, with Eol writing a story around it and say the story. And then it was a matter of transforming ourselves, moving the classic characters of the game and finding out how they could come to be something else, and together we formed a community.
Okay, and how does performing go together with your music on your own?
I try to link my practice, be they formal, performative, or musical, and each of these places allows me to nourish the other's practices. Mm-hmm. In the performance, I write music and song. In my performance, music and song are very important and present, and I write too. For my master pieces, I've proposed is somewhere between a techno set, a concert, and a text readout. For example, accompanied by forms like textile prints, costumes, videos that exist as a scenery but also as an extension of the body, and by people I love who have performed with me, like a team of Molos and Cerberus.
Okay, wow. On your social media, you describe your music as precarious and a little angry.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I started out in music with very little headphones, a simple piece of software, and no knowledge of composition. So, in totally self-thought way, I work with a lot of things that I sample. I don't know if I can say that. In French, it's a sample.
Yeah, I think okay. It's also sample.
Okay.
Yes.
And assuming that some pieces are composed of very few tracks at times, and then looking for ways to work the voice as an instrument, depending on what it has to say or what they have to say when. For example, I use choral effects if I need to write for one body and more voices.
Okay.
The first song came about during political movement to occupation, art in the art places and cultural places. And I wrote on that simply by trying. That's when I realized that all the space cisgender guys were taking up in the art circles where I was, in terms of music. All the space we weren't giving to be able to make our own music, we had to take it on ourselves. Mm-hmm. From then on, it became political to finally make sound too, and above all, to produce it alone.
Mm-hmm. And so, what topics do you address in your music?
I talk about a lot of different subjects, especially feminist and queer, but not just that. I write about gender issues, the monster figure, the non-heterosexual romances. And I also write differently depending on the project. For example, my EP, Théorie Marimi, which I hope to be able to release soon, is a kind of writing addressed to book and theoretical contributions that I've loved, that have brought my things and helped me to deconstruct myself. And I wanted to write about this book so that pop, precisely, becomes a vector of accessibility to these notions and these questionings, these political places. And I also write from emotions, from bits of text that are in my notes on my phone and that I amplify according to what I want to tell, always trying to think of the composition as an object and a story. What does the text tell? Who is it addressed to? How can we convey this anger, this rage, this tenderness or fears? And how do we embody them in sound, text and voice? And of course, the body during a scene or performance.
Such variety and very important to address. So we are currently in Clermont-Ferrand. Yes. It's the biggest city of the département Puy-de-Dôme at the center of France. It's a city that is full of rich cultural life with many performers, musicians, and artists to discover. What do you think of the place of music here in Clermont-Ferrand and more largely maybe in the region?
I am extremely lucky to have been able to take part in projects organized by the Coopérative de Mai in particular, which has a very rich scene, really varied offerings and a lot of artists I like. So I'm really happy to can see too much artists that I love, that I've been able to see here. The support we get is really precious. It's quite a big scene, both in more institutional venues and in alternative spaces that offer a huge range of different things and moments to experience.
And do you feel like there is a lot of representation of intersectionality and queerness here in Clermont-Ferrand?
Actually, I want to say yes and no. There are a lot of concerned and engaged people here, proposing events, performing, setting the city on fire. But we need more spaces. We need real places here for us, where we can feel good, places we could go to for the evening or to perform without wondering whether everything will go well, because we have to make do with what we have and with the venues that are willing to let us put on a show. So yes, performers, yes, but you need spaces too. Yes.
Yeah, very important. So by the time people listen to us, you'll have just taken part in Europa Vox, which is the biggest music festival of Clermont-Ferrand. What does it mean for a young performer like yourself to play in such a festival?
It's very impressive at first, but it's really exciting too. It's a lot of emotions all at once, and I'm working to give it everything I've got. I'm taking this moment as a real opportunity, and I hope it will open doors to even more moments on stage. But I have to admit that performing at the festival, where you'll be able to see Pomme, to see Zao de Sagazan and Meryl, and for Meryl in particular, I'm performing at the same time, and that's something else too. It's really, really impressive, and happiness too.
Yeah,
it's great, and I'm really looking forward to it. And at the same time, yes, it's really scary and incredible. The share of emotions in my body.
Yes, so many emotions. Yes. Yeah, you must feel a lot of things. And this year, you're also releasing an EP, Théorie Mérimée. What will we be able to find on it?
As I was saying earlier, it's an EP addressed to all of the theoretical contributions that have nourished me, and to the wonderful artists who make me want to make forms and music again and again. And above all, it's an important political place for how do we give access. I come from a precarious background where not everyone has the money or the time to read, not every time access to all the tools of deconstructions. And this subject is ultimately a proposition for a tool and a questioning of pop, which is often abused by people who think they can judge it as if it were worthless. Whereas it is so useful and powerful for me.
Definitely, yeah. And so to conclude, we're going to listen right now to one of your music,
yes.
Gender Fluid. You chose this one over others.
Yes.
Why is that?
The choice wasn't easy at all, because there's this EP which is very important to me, but there are also a whole bunch of other songs around it. Each project is very different in the way it's written and thought out, and depending on the moment I'm in and the influences I'm having at the time I'm producing, it doesn't sound the same at all. Yes. Mm-hmm. And for example, I'm working on a new song called Born to Be What. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm gonna to play it for the festival, I hope. Mm-hmm. Which draws on hyper pop influences like Eloi and Dorian Electra, but which also draws on a wide range of Yale works, mm-hmm. for example. And I think Is Gender Fluid is the right music to link this space, these places, which are coming together very strongly in my work now, and which is also part of the EP. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly short track, which is rare, I don't know the pronunciation, but on this EP, and it allows me to breathe some moments into the EP's constructions and choice of placements of musics. Mm-hmm. And it's also the first time for me I've brought gender issues mm-hmm. into my work and publicly. Mm-hmm. And the first time I felt justified in doing so, so I chose it for all these reasons.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you too.
And now let's listen to Gender Fluid.
Okay. It's Gender Fluid. Tous les démons s'en sont sortis, les morts. It's Gender Fluid. Nous sommes des monstres qu'on sonne minuit à l'heure. It's Gender Fluid. Des fluides qui coulent pour une reconstruction. It's Gender Fluid. Infiltration dans toutes vos fissures de béton. If gender has fucked up to you so hard, what can you do against an army that's raining down on you? It's gender fluid. Désir ardent de pouvoir échapper aux flammes. Vivons tous flamboyantes et donnons-lui notre âme. J'suis déjà hors circuit, loin des concours de rallye. Dans tes yeux j'ai l'air bizarre, c'est ma flamme que tu ravives. If gender has fucked up to you so hard, what can you do against an army that's raining down on you? If gender has fucked up to you so hard, what can you do against an army that's raining down on you? It's gender fluid. Milliers d'armures et membres de nos corps. It's gender fluid. C'est nos propres fantasmes qui sont remis aux normes. Des créatures étranges ornementées de lueur. Ici pour tout ruiner, nous sommes des fossoyeurs. You are just listening to Gender Fluid by the amazing Swan Vira, a promising artist you can follow on social media at Swan Vira. Go for it, their first EP is to be released very soon. So Florence, a little bird told me that you wanted to introduce us to a band we received here at Radio Campus a few weeks ago, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Poulinjar is an intense two-person project led by Léa Monté and Fabien Gaston Rimbaud. Their music is a wave of emotions aiming at communicating the deepest of emotions that clashes with the myriads of sounds and layers of wavelength. Here comes Poulinjar with Un autre visage.
J'ai une terrible envie de baiser, mais je vous préviens, je suis folle. Je suis folle. Ma colère est tellement joyeuse et ma joie tellement. Star de celle de certaines survivantes. Mmh. dangereuse où se réalisent bien des hasards. Maintenant que la morte saison a remplacé toutes les saisons, je vois les accidents comme autant de cabrioles nues. Je vous préviens, vous trouverez sûrement mon accent insituable quand je vous soyez pas contre. Je vous préviens, dans mes cheveux, vous risquez d'apercevoir un autre visage. Un autre visage. Un autre visage.
We've just listened to Un Autre Visage from the band Poulinjar, and you're still in Indire Radio Show.
The French music scene is so diverse, and the next artists will prove it to you. Let's discover the French Northwest rock band Beastly and their universe thanks to Nathan.
So we will now join Beastly Universe. Beastly is a band from the northwest of France, close to Angers, made up of three guys playing with simplicity, bass, drum and guitar. They are not part of any particular musical style, but make their own fusion rock, funk or even blues and jazz, to bring us sweet tunes tending towards tonos. To illustrate this euphoric mix, let's take a moment to listen Funk and Furious from their first album, Endaman.
Thank you.
So it was Funk and Furious from the first album Enderman, released in 2017. Still in this floating vibe which makes us oscillate between head shaking, feet tapping or simply meditating, recently offered to us their second album Maya Bender. You can find it on the Bandcamp page of the band BEASTLY and also participate in a crowdfunding on Eloasos to acquire the physical support, vinyl, CD-ROM or both. And if you want to follow them on live sessions, they will make us few representations this summer close to Nantes, Angers or Laval. You will find all information on the social network of the band. So we will now finish the presentation of this fabulous band listening a track from their last album, My Abandon, called TMTC Part 2.
You are just listening to TMTC by Beasley. You are still in Indire, the international radio show introducing you to the diversity of the European music landscape.
Let's take it down a notch and vibe with Coco Massé, a pop folk artist. I'm leaving you in the trusty hands of Jean-Philippe.
Hello everyone, Jean-Philippe here, talking from Clermont-Ferrand and broadcasting all over Europe today. I'm not alone in the studio, I'm here in good company with Coco Massé. Hello Coco.
Hello, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Thanks. So Coco, you're a singer, you're a local artist, and you play folk pop music. Can you tell us about the kind of music you make?
Yes, of course. It's I sing in French. It's like it's a pop vibe, but it's also very rooted in the folk music, especially in the traditional local one from Auvergne. And but it's also very fantasized about because I use a lot of synthesized flutes and stuff like that in my productions.
Okay, you mainly play banjo, no?
Yes, I do. In this actual project, I play mainly banjo. Yes, and yeah. I sing.
Okay, so you just released Les Pistes EP back in November 2022.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about this first record?
Yes. Well, it's the how can I say that? It's the first step of the whole project. I've been composing this those musics for like a week, and it was like a thunderstorm, like something like that. I just had some time to spare, and I went writing music, and it was the first step of the construction, the building of the whole project, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And because many auditors might not know that you're also playing in another band called Parsec. How do you combine the role you're playing in this band and your solo project?
Well, it's very difficult because both take lots of time. I'm also a parent, so it's very difficult. Like right now, we have issues about agendas and stuff, but you know, we try to manage to do things separately. And also the big challenge is that in Coco Massé, I also play with the guys from Parsec, so mm-hmm. we have to find the solutions, and it's very hard.
And it's also a very different sound you're making with Parsec and yep. And with your solo project, because it's more folk pop with Coco Massé. And about your influences, you say that you are into local influences and the fact that you sing in French in particular. You also were born or in Normandy, but you've lived you've grown in Cantal. It's mountains, landscapes. How these particular landscapes mold and fashioned your music?
Well, in terms of landscape, yeah, I mean it's the colors, it's the feeling. I used to live in a very 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 small village. It's basically just a place with a few houses. So I had a chance to be able to play and grow and be kind of free and roam free in this area, because there was no one. My parents would let me go away with the neighbors' kids. So all those smells and colors, they were like into my brain for my whole life. And also this project is about nostalgia and childhood, so I mean it made sense to me to use this kind of influences mm-hmm. to write the texts and also the composing. So yeah, mainly that and the remembrance of what was the life around there, you know, when I was a kid, so like 30 years ago. And it was very old fashioned. There were lots musette ball mm-hmm. with accordion and stuff like that, and cabaret and all those old instruments from the local area. And I had this remembrance from that, and the sound and the ambience, the overall ambience. So yeah, It's part of that.
Yeah, the track we are going to listen from you is called Le Temps, The Time. Mm-hmm. Would you say that it's precisely related to this souvenir, remembrance that you are speaking
always
about?
Yeah. Everything I write is kind of about that, and also now about my children, so my child. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mainly it's about that. It's about like seeing me growing and getting old also, and about my father also. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so it's been very nice to talk with you. We can see you this summer maybe on some stages, some concerts you have planned.
Yes, if you're around in Auvergne, I will be playing in Aurillac in 50th of July and in Clermont-Ferrand 26th of September.
Okay, and after that, what's your plans? Do you have any other songs to record or any other
Yes, I'm going to release some more songs. I've got some in the... They're ready to go right now. So, yeah, playing some more gigs, releasing some more songs, and keep creating.
Okay, thanks, Coco. So Coco Massé released Les Pistes, The Slopes, in November 2022. I invite you to take an ear on that project, on that EP, and you can hear it on every platform, I guess.
Yeah, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube, etc.
On SoundCloud and everything. And we are now listening to Le Temps. Thank you, Coco Massé.
Temps que tu me menaces d'appuyer ton doigt sans relâche. C'est le pacte. Je suis au rendez-vous. J'ai déjà fait le tour du lac. Je suis déjà debout sur l'autre rive de la journée. J'ai passé. J'ai plus le temps. Je vous laisse dépasser sans clignotant. Vous me direz ce qui s'est passé si vous avez le temps. Je suis au rendez-vous.
You were listening to Temps by Coco Massé. You're still in Indie Ray Radio Show, and our musical showcase is getting to its last stop. We wouldn't leave you without something to dance to, ain't that right, Maeva?
Yeah, and to finish this beautiful journey through French music from the studios of Clermont-Ferrand, let's discover a featured song from the atmospheric and electronic musician Harmony with her song Substance. Let her take you away in her universe brewed by her talentful mastering of violin. Thank you for listening to this episode of Indire. We invite you to go follow the artists you heard in this episode, Swan Viera, Poulinjar, Beasley, Coco Massé, and Harmony.
This episode was made possible thanks to the input of Maeva, Nicolas, Nathan, Jean-Philippe, and myself, Florence.
And from everyone at Radio Campus Clermont-Ferrand,
au revoir!
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Featured song. Indire. Featured song.
Let's discover a featured song from the atmospheric and electronic musician Harmony with her song Substance. Let her take you away in her universe brewed by her talentful mastering of violin.
Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.